We also have tonight one of the strangest stories to come along in a long time. A group of American Indians has taken over the town of Wounded Knee in South Dakota, and they have been holding it for nearly a whole day. The Indians moved into Wounded Knee last night. It's a town of about 100 people, really more of a crossroads. The Indians are from an extremely militant group called AIM. It is so militant that it is at odds with some more conservative Indians on the Pine Ridge Sioux Reservation, where Wounded Knee is located. There has been some shooting, and federal officers have surrounded the town. This afternoon, the FBI said the Indians are in charge of the town. Here now is a filmed report on this story, which incorporates some film shot by KUTV in Salt Lake, which was making a documentary when the takeover occurred. Fred Briggs reports.
About 50 carloads of Indians came to Wounded Knee last night. Most of the Indians were members of AIM, the American Indian Movement. It is a militant group, and it was here to take over Wounded Knee. The first target was the trading post in the settlement. There were a lot of souvenirs in here, some relics of the famous Battle of Wounded Knee. The marauding Indians grabbed some of the artifacts and the relics, and according to one report, they stole some rifles. Nearby, some local Indians were reportedly taken from their homes to be held as hostages. It is not clear how many were taken, but the trading post was thoroughly ransacked. The militants, some armed with rifles, drove to a nearby Catholic church, which has apparently become sort of a headquarters for them. There were also a number of women and children in the church, but some of them were there willingly, showing their support for the militants. AIM leaders sent word that they wanted South Dakota's two senators to visit them, and a promise from the White House to honor all treaties with the Sioux, treaties going back as far as 1868. Those were their conditions for a truce. In the meantime, they said Wounded Knee would stay in their hands. By this morning, the entire area was blocked off by police. There were roadblocks as far away as the Nebraska state line, 20 miles to the south. A mile from the church and trading post, federal marshals and police from the Bureau of Indian Affairs sealed off the community. They weren't moving in on Wounded Knee, but they weren't letting anyone else get in either. This is about as close as newsmen were allowed to get. There were some reports of sporadic gunshots this morning, apparently not aimed at anyone in particular. It was just a way of letting the marshals and the police know the militants were still there, and they still meant business. At reservation headquarters in the town of Pine Ridge, federal officials wouldn't comment at all. In fact, most refused to even admit there had been a takeover at Wounded Knee. The other Indians on the reservation are somewhat divided about this, but even those who don't go along with the militants' tactics support the grievances of AIM.
The old chiefs talked, and it was the old chiefs that got the people up, that decided to make this move. It wasn't AIM. AIM was there, and they were there to add their support, but it was the old chiefs that did the talking, and they made strong talk. They talked like they were prepared to die, and they meant it.